think we're safe. Okay, go ahead.
My name is Joe, and I use alcohol to separate me from God. Basically, that's what it is. I've done the steps the way they're laid out in the big book with the help of Almighty God, big book step study sponsors. I've made all my amends, and I live in steps 10, 11, and 12 every day because I do not want to go back to the way I was. I wanted to start at step 12 and then figure out all the rest afterwards, you know. But the program is so smart, it says, haven't had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. We tried to carry the message, which is what we're on today, and practice these principles in all our affairs, which we'll be on next week. Big book step study is saved my life. There's absolutely no question and doubt about it. I had a real lot of knowledge about alcoholism from the rehab facilities that I was in. But it did absolutely no good for any long period of time, like once it was 2 weeks and another time maybe a month, I don't know. But I really wasn't working the program. Stayed sober for like 6 months. And I was miserable. I hated sobriety because when the alcoholic puts down a drink, he gets worse. there's no medicine, right? And then I came across Big Book Step Study, and I saw a pathway that I could follow and have success. And it kind of like made sense to me, you know. I could get my head around that because I was a logical kind of thinking person from the businesses I was in. So, I wanted to soft the easier way, naturally, and this turned out to be the soft the easier way. Although it gets kind of restricted, you know, the Nazi AA and all of that stuff. But, it is the way. And the soft, the easier way is, leads to, it's a half measure. And a half measure avails us nothing. So when I got to the Big Book Step Study down in the log cabin in Palm Beach Gardens, they had four meetings right around there when I went down there to visit my sister to get, you know, to get away from up north in the wintertime. So that was God working in my life right there, and I didn't even know it. Four meetings down there in 2000, you know, and within a mile of my sister's place. That was amazing to me. I didn't realize it at the time, but I went to all of the meetings, and I went through all the process, exactly what they wanted. All I wanted was directions. I didn't want anything else because I had no faith in human beings anyways, you know. I could never understand, get a sponsor, don't drink and go to meetings. Get a sponsor, why? I mean, I was 53 years old at the time, you know. I've been around a little bit. Get a sponsor, what the hell he's going to tell me? Guy been drunk for 300 years, now he's sober for 2 years, and he's supposed to have the wisdom of King Solomon? That was my thought process, you know what I mean? And which is the truth, it's foolish. Your sponsor, I get a kick out of these meetings. I go to a lot of non-AA meetings up where I am. We don't realize how lucky we are with these meetings, I'm telling you. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit home and read the big book. I just don't do it. But if I come to the meeting, it kind of forces me through and listen to other people's experiences on it. So they're great meetings, but that's only part of it. So going to regular AA meetings, you hear a guy talking, well, I've been sober 20 years, and I called my sponsor. I go, like, what kind of a program did you go through? It's just so sad. And then, you know, you get these people that that are stuck in Big Book Step Study, you know? I mean, that's it. That's all they do. They did the 12 steps out of the book, and they're not going any further. And the book kicks us out, you know, in step 11. It says, be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they have to offer. It doesn't mean you have to buy into everything any doctrine has to come up with. But what do you think they have to offer? It ain't pizza, you know what I mean? They're going to offer spiritual growth. So this step here, helping alcoholics, is the advisor. You know, I'm an advisor. I help people through the 12 steps. After you get through advising, you got to get direction. And spiritual direction comes from the religious people because they're trained in spirituality, right? It just makes sense. It's logic. So I don't use my spiritual director as a sponsor. You know, I tell him how I'm doing. Once a year, I go see him maybe once every 2 years, and he just keeps me in line with with what I should be reading and how I should be thinking on it. You know, it just made sense to me, and that's what helps me. And we claim spiritual growth rather than spiritual perfection. So if we want to grow spiritually, Bill Wilson calls these 12 steps spiritual kindergarten. So you want to get to the first grade, you got to grow a little. Not that it's going to make you any better than the guy that just walked in that door, you know, but, I mean, there is a way to develop your spiritual mindset in order to help other people. You know, once you just go through these 12 steps and boom, all of a sudden you're supposed to be starting to sponsor people. Well, you can, because we have clear-cut directions, and it's good. But it's to get them to where we came from, where we are, and let them go on their way. For me to step in after I've taken them through the 12 steps would be an ego trip for me. And I got bumper stickers made up in my car. My ego was not my amigo, you know. Because that's the thing that got me a seat in AA. You know, don't you know who I am? Well, who the hell are you? A child of God, just like everybody else. I had to learn that. That's what Big Book taught me. You know, that's what Big Book, it kind of like made me a humble person, you know. And that's why I say I live in 10, 11, and 12 every day, because I don't want to go back to the way I was. I'm fortunate enough that I'm retired and I'm able to help people. That's my ministry. That's what I do. I help people through these 12 steps. Now, having said all that, I'm going to tell you exactly how I do it. The book starts off with nothing is going to show you sobriety so much as intensive work with other alcoholics. Intensive work, it would be taking them through the 12 steps, not a casual conversation on the phone. That's nothing, you know what I mean? That's not it. It's intensive work. So I want to assure my sobriety, not that I want it, which is soundness of mind. So the way I do that is help people through the 12 steps and see how sick they are, and I can go back there if I didn't live in 10, 11 as well. But the way I do it is I go to a meeting every day, and I look for people that I can help. Look for people that hear the dog whistle. And when I share at meetings, not that I'm all that or anything, but, you know, I'm laced with, what do they say there, with the truth, you know, what I'm speaking is the truth, and what I'm speaking is what out of the book. And people hear that dog whistle, and then, you know, I'll approach them, or they'll approach me, not that second. Sometimes it happens right away, other times it's over a period of time, and then I have a conversation with them, and I tell them exactly what I do. I had a piece of paper made up, it folds out, and I used to give people individual, well, I still give them the individual pieces, but it's all folded up into like, 12 squares. And little Joe down in Port Orange, is a graphic artist. So I said, how can we get these papers put together? And he made this thing up. It's awesome. It tells you each individual page, the directions. I should have taken one with me. I got one out in the car. But I passed out probably 20 of them, 30 of them at the St. Augustine meeting once I spoke down there about 5 or 6 years. So what I do is I give them this paper, and I've done a video also, and I tell them to watch the video. Yeah, see, it's right there, Step 4, BBSS, that's on YouTube. And after I have a conversation, pass it around if people want to look at it. And then, first of all, when I get them outside, and I talk to them, and I feel them out a little bit, you know, because the book says, is telling us we need a plan for everybody. So I get kind of like this plan. Never works out, but it's good for me anyway. And I asked them, you know, where they've been. I usually look for people that have been beat up by regular AA and they can't seem to get sober. And I ask them, you know, they're not sober. I mean, they can't seem to, they feel like they're missing something. And that's a good starting point right there. But I tell them, what, you know, I can take people through the steps. You know, God wants you to be happy, joyous, and free, not restless, ill, and discontent. So if you're happy, I mean, what do you need me for? You know, that's the goal. But if you're not happy and you feel like you're missing something, I can help you. So I don't get into a lot of frothy emotional appeal with them. That doesn't work. I tell them, I say, you're an alcoholic, and I'm an alcoholic. Is that right? Yes. You got a million and one stories and I got a million and one stories. Is that right? Yes. So what's the difference between you and me? I'd say I treated my alcoholism and you haven't treated your alcoholism. That's the only difference. I can show you through clear-cut directions how to recover from this disease if you want, if you can follow directions. Within 2 months, that's what it says in the spiritual experience, a few months, I can guarantee if you can follow directions, you will have a spiritual experience. That's what works for me. And they either want to do it or they don't. Then I get you to give them that paper. I say, take it home, watch the video, and call me. Some people call. Most people, when I get to that point, most people call and they want to do it. Some take a couple of days, some take a week. Some want to do it right away. Some go right from me to Walmart to buy the five subject notebook and the pen, because I got a shopping list on there. Get a five subject notebook, because I get tired of people coming back with two subject notebooks. I told you five. So I said, well, just let me write the shopping list down so they can't, you know what I mean, make it as simple as possible. And that's what that piece of paper does for people. It makes it as simple as possible for them to go through the steps. Then they don't have to call me all the time. I did that with, those all the papers and everything that's on there. I did that with me, the internet, and Jesus Christ, which is my Lord and Savior. I'm a foot soldier for Christ. My job is to put your hand in God's hand. I tell them that right from the get-go. I don't say Jesus Christ with them. You know, I say it to you because I like to piss people off. You know? But you get people aggravated. They listen. They wake up. You know what I mean? And they know that. So people that deal with me, they know they're in for it. I ask them three times, can you follow directions? Oh, yeah. I says, I'm serious now. Can you follow directions? Yeah, I can follow directions. All right. I'm going to ask you one more time because I don't know if you're hearing me. Can you follow directions? And they say, yes, I can follow directions. Because if you can't follow directions, I can't help you. And they say, no, I can follow directions. Are you willing to call me every day at a specific time? Yeah. Not 10 o'clock, not 10:01, not 9:59, 10 o'clock on the nose. Yeah, I could do that. Or whatever time they choose, you know, whichever time is good for them. I'm available all the time, not during the night. Don't call me there. Go. I don't care about that. You know, but can you write 1 hour a day? 1 hour a day, can you write your fourth step? And they say, yeah, I can do that. I can definitely do that, 1 hour a day. Because if you can do that, if you can follow those two simple rules, in 2.5, 6 weeks, I guarantee you'll be through the steps. And I've done that now for a long time. I've done that probably since 2008, and it works. People like to call you. You say, well, who the hell is this guy? I got to call him every day. It's discipline, I say. The book tells us we need discipline. We let God discipline us. God works through people. He's working through me to make, you know, to discipline you. That's all this whole process is for all of us, is a lesson in obedience, right? Because we're used to doing anything we want, when we want, how we want, who we want, right? It doesn't work like that. There's a way to live. That design for living, which is 84 to 88, steps 10 and 11, is right there in the big book. No thinking involved. But we got to get you to that point. So my biggest job, going through the steps, me giving you these clear-cut directions, is easy. My biggest job is convincing you to do it, because it tells us that in the three pertinent ideas. We read at every meeting. You're an alcoholic, you can't manage your own life, God could and would. If you've got to be convinced of those, in the next line is, any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. So I explain that to them. And, you know, they're listening with wide open eyes. And they get involved. That's how they get involved in it. They're sold on it, they're convinced. That's the biggest job. And then the way I do it is I sit down with them two times and I go through the book. Right from the beginning, and I tell them to put asterisks certain ways. I'm not explaining the first 58 pages to them. I'm still trying to figure out those first 58 pages. There's so much invested in here, involved in it. And as you grow spiritually, you see it differently anyway. So the idea of the asterisks is to give them, and I explain it to them, that we're going to just go through it, and then you can go home and read it to your leisure. and get through it, you know, not to your leisure, in a few days anyways, with the asterisks in it and see if it makes any difference to you. So there's certain points that all throughout those first 58 pages, well, I take them right to the third step prayer, and there's all little asterisks that they, you know, I'll read it and they'll read, I'll read. If they read good, I let them read it all. If they don't read too good, I read it all. If they read like me, then he reads and I read, you know. And we get through and put the asterisks. Now, they know how to get a person to the third step, right? You're not going to understand. I don't know who. I mean, I can't understand steps one and two, especially, right, you know, when you get going. No way. But all that information is beautiful. They had to put it someplace, so that's where it had to go. But for an alcoholic who suffers from a messed up mind, you know, that's going to be hard stuff to understand. I mean, plus, you'll be thinking about this, and by the time you're done thinking about that, you'll be three pages beyond. You'll be missing all that stuff. So it doesn't make any sense to waste too much time on it. And they're not invested. It's easy for them to walk away at that point, one, two, and three. But once they get them to that third step, and then I take a third step prayer with them, now they made a covenant with God, and immediately, like the book says, they already have their notebook, they already have the pen and the paper, and the pen and the ruler and the dictionary. They've written down the definitions, and they've started making the lines in their notebook, and then they get the clear cut directions. We're ready for the directions. Go home and make a list of everybody you know in your life. That's what the book says. Compares it to a special inventory. It says a business right off. It starts off, a business which doesn't take an inventory usually goes broke. So if a business is going to take an inventory, they're going to take, you know, say a grocery store, like they're going to take all, you know, say a boss says, go over and take the inventory of the beans. So you're going to go over there and just take all the beans, or you're going to go over there and take just the dented cans of beans? You're going to take all the beans. That's what makes it a moral inventory. I explained to them, you know, this is a moral inventory. It's not an immoral inventory. Are there immoral things on your inventory? Absolutely. But it's a moral inventory, which is an assessment of one's life up to this point, taking stock of the good and noting those characteristics which are troublesome. Noting the characteristics which are troublesome. So, you know, that gives them hope in that they're on the right path. And they're invested in it now. It's a little more difficult. It's a little more difficult for them to walk away. And to see a person go through these steps and have a spiritual awakening and an awareness that people that have honestly tried to work this program good and just ended up with a half measure because they didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. I claim to fame, Big Book Step Study is a turnaround. So everybody in here knows that. I mean, Joe and Charlie, I went to a, oh my God. I mean, I don't like to talk about people. I got, what do I got, a couple minutes? A
minute and a half.
A minute and a half? Oh, I can do it. They had, this is the greatest meeting. I'm up in Yulee now. This is the greatest meeting in Nassauville. Is that what they call it?
Nassau County.
Yeah, Nassau County. And they had this speaker, right? A guy my age, like 70-ish. And he came up and he's talking about steps four and five. In an hour, he's going to tell you about steps four and five. And he passes out this, I think it was a Joe and Charlie thing. I mean, I looked at it, and I mean, I'm not a dummy. And I'm saying, who the hell could do this? I mean, it was nuts. They did like a turnaround on every aspect of the, I couldn't even understand it. Total confusion. And confusion makes a person walk away. That's what happened to me. You know, I used to sit at 12 and 12 of me when I wanted to go through the steps, sit next to a guy sober 3 weeks and he's talking 20 minutes on step seven. You know what I mean? Just made no sense. So, bam, what did it do to me? Push me right out the door. You know what I mean? I mean, you sponsor a person, you've got their life in your hands. If I don't give them everything that AA has to offer, if I don't have it, we're going to read it tonight. You can't give away something you don't have. You know, but then to go on and watch them live a beautiful life. Now, I've been doing this since 2001 through the grace of God. And I've got guys that have kids in college now that probably would have never had kids, you know, if they didn't go through. That's a wonderful feeling, you know what I mean? That's God working through me.